FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders faced off in Brooklyn just 5 days ahead of the critical New York primary.
There is a lot at stake in New York, 247 delegates. And both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton made that known during their debate in Brooklyn, arguing about issues like trade agreements, the war in Iraq, and gun control.
Senator Sanders voted against the Brady Bill 5 times.
So there is no confusion. Decades ago, before it was popular, in a rural state with no gun control, Bernie Sanders said, let's ban assault weapons.
Tensions boiling over on a night when both candidates knew they had to make their best case to New York voters. In Brooklyn, I'm Ryan Nobles.
John Kasich, meanwhile, has picked up a high-profile New York endorsement. Former Governor George Pataki is backing Kasich, who says Pataki will play a key role in his bid for the White House.
With his stature, his support, I think we're going to be in a very good shape, and I believe I'll be the nominee, and then he and I will campaign, of course, all across the country, and we'll be able to go to states that Republicans have ignored for so long.
Pataki is the first former 2016 Republican presidential candidate to endorse Kasich. Turnout for the 2012 presidential primary in Montgomery County was just 15%, but with early voting now underway, it may be much higher this year.
Montgomery County residents are voting in hotly contested races for Senate and the 8th District congressional seat, and their presidential primary votes also hold a lot of weight this year as candidates from both parties are close in the polls.
It's not often that we feel like we can change the game in the presidential primary in Maryland.
Sylvia voted early in Silver Spring yesterday. So did Tom, who hopes the competitive nature of this year's primaries encourage more people to vote.
I'm a firm believer that more people, the better, the vote for our democracy.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's legal team has filed another brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear his appeal in a couple of weeks. They argue that the federal government's view of federal corruption statutes is, quote, very wrong, and that McDonald's conviction and sentence should be overturned. Metro is dropping an experimental high-tech fare-paying system. Metro spent $25 million to design and test the system to allow riders to pay with their phones or credit cards at the fare gate. But Metro is now walking away from the effort because they say the public's response to it has been weak. A couple of popular Metro stations will soon have longer names.
Those stations, Smithsonian, which if approved would have National Mall added to its name, and the Foggy Bottom George Washington University stop would add Kennedy Center. Metro's Lynn Bowersock says it comes after asking riders.
Customers said the proposed secondary station of National Mall added to Smithsonian Station is slightly more descriptive and clearly conveys where someone is in the region.
Any name changes have to be finalized by the end of the month so that new signs can start going up. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Not only did the Nationals win again last night, Bryce Harper reached a personal home run milestone as heard on Masson.
And there it goes! See you later, number 100! First career grand slam, 4-1 Nationals.
And the Nats went on to sweep the Braves, who remain winless. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,926, the NASDAQ at 4,946. Sports, the Caps win game one of their Stanley Cup playoff series with Philadelphia. The Nats win, the O's lose, and the NFL schedule is out for next season. Has the Redskins opening on Monday night, September 12th against Pittsburgh. RG3 and the Cleveland Browns come to town on Sunday, October 2nd. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's true. You can't have May flowers.
Rain and thunderstorm chances on the increase here through the day.
Without
today.
The April showers.
Scattered storms will develop later on tonight.
Avoid the surprises. Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Virginia, inner loop past 50. Still some activity on the shoulder from the broken down. Just a lot of flares in the tow truck there. On the Maryland Beltway, no problems through Bethesda, Silver Spring, Landover, New Carrollton. That all looks good. Now let's go out of Aspen Hill, southbound Connecticut Avenue before you get to the light at Randolph Road. The right lane is blocked with the incident. Looks like a car off of the roadway. A bit of activity there. So stay to the left to get by southbound Connecticut Avenue near Randolph Road. No problems to report on 270 Metro Rail. Single tracking on the red line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Also single tracking green and yellow line between College Park and Greenbelt. And both of these because of unscheduled track repairs. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Hit the open road with free offline turn-by-turn guidance. It works anywhere. Get it for your phone at here.com/offline. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still have got ourselves in pretty good shape here as we close out a work week and head into the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine expected today, about 66, and more sunshine, milder over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Arlington, 37 in Rockville, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. Donald Trump defines New York values in his own words. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 6:07 on WMAL, and this is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 7:35, we're going to have a tax expert on this April 15th to give you some tips, because you get a reprieve, you know. You don't have to file until Monday. So if you're working on it over the weekend, maybe you'll learn a little bit today. 8:05, Tucker Carlson, Daily Caller, Fox News Channel, will give us his take on the latest in the Republican race for presidency. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, will give us his take on the Democrats who want to hold that office. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so you go to the movie, right, and you're settling in, and you're watching all of the things, the little commercials and the little the special things that they put up before the movie. And just before it gets time to actually see the movie you came to see, they run something on the screen that sounds a little like this.
Our world seems to be overrun with technology. There is a time and place for it, but a movie theater is not the time nor place. OMG and LMAO on a bright little screen in a dark movie theater disrupts those around you. You know who you are, and so do we.
So they say, turn off the phone.
Right.
You know, put your phone in your pocket and mute it and you know, be polite.
Don't text in the theater.
Don't text in the theater. Don't be checking your cell phone. Don't certainly don't be taking any calls. And many people, and I say by and large, people do sort of follow those guidelines.
By and large, you say.
By and large. Well, I'm present company excluded.
You're a movie theater texter.
No, I'm not talking about me.
Hey!
I don't. I put it in my pocket, and I don't look at it.
I've been known to text in the theater.
All right, yeah, I know you have. Right.
I
was being gentle.
Why do you need to out me? I can bring it to the
okay,
table.
Okay, excuse me then.
Unbelievable how you would just throw me under the bus like that.
But this may all change. This may all change very soon. I bring your attention to an interview that was done in Variety magazine of Adam Aaron, who is the new head of AMC Entertainment. AMC, a big chain of movie, one of the biggest, actually. Now, they just actually picked up another chain, and so they're really huge. And he was talking to Variety about this, and he says, look, we need to reshape our product in some concrete ways so that millennials actually go to movie theaters with the same degree of intensity as baby boomers went to the movie theaters throughout their lives. Millennials don't go to the movies by and large. They just wait for it to come out on Netflix, or they watch it on their phone later. You know, they just don't feel the need to go to the big screen. And so the question, follow-up question was, would appealing to millennials involve allowing texting or cell phone use? Yes. When you tell a 22-year-old to turn off the phone, don't ruin the movie, they hear, please cut off your left arm above the elbow. You can't tell a 22-year-old to turn off their cell phone. That's not how they live their lives. So they are actually considering the possibility of setting up some theaters where texting would be allowed. And so our question for you here this morning, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Would you seek out a theater where texting was allowed in some way, or would you run from it? Do you think, as I do, that it's the end of civilization as we know it? It's the last vestige of polite society is now crumbling away.
It's over.
1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, here's the thing. I actually know people who are. All right. You see, I'm torn on this. I really am.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be a hypocrite. I have been known to check my phone during movies. So when do I go to the movies? I go to the movies during the day, unlike normal people. That's when I have my window of opportunity to go to the movies, all right? Because at night, when most people go to the movies, I'm asleep already. And so when I go to the movie theater, it's a relatively empty room. All right, this is during a weekday, and there's a handful of people. I make sure I find a seat that I'm not going to disturb anybody. And if I do want to check my phone for headlines or if someone has texted me, because I'm still on the job, I got to worry about the news cycle. As you know, Brian, we're constantly checking our phone, aren't we, Brian? Aren't you constantly checking your phone, Brian?
Well, I've been known to do that.
Yes, so I will discreetly check my phone. So I'm okay with this.
Well, you think it's discreetly.
I think no one has ever complained. It's funny. I have actually texted people and explained to them that I'm in a movie and I'll call them after or whatever. And they'll respond to me saying, what are you doing texting me in a movie theater? I mean, they're the ones who are angry about it.
Yeah.
I don't like the reason that they're doing this. I don't mind that it's that they're going to set this aside. I think it makes sense. Listen, you want to be able to text while you're in the movie theater? Here's a special movie theater just for you. By the way, I think they should do that for smokers, too, but that's a whole other story. And if you want to be text-free, then you go into this movie theater. I understand people making the argument that every movie should be text-free. But, buyer beware. And if you go into a movie and the only time you can see the movie is this time and there's a notice that says, just so you know, we're allowing texting during the movie, then you know. Now, I would like them to make a rule about people talking back at the screen during the movie. That's a problem to me, a much bigger problem than texting. I don't like the fact that they're doing this because, these millennials, they just can't put their phones down and we're losing their business. Oh, that is a big load of BS. It really is. And it's insulting to millennials, frankly. They're capable of putting their phone down. And I don't think if we believe that millennials are incapable of putting their phone down, I don't think we're solving the world's problems by accommodating their addiction and accommodating their bad manners by saying, okay, since you can't put your phone down, we're going to have a special movie theater just for you. That's the wrong. So I don't mind the policy. I don't like the reason they're doing it.
All right. So what do you think about it? Is this something you would seek out? Would you want to go to a movie theater that allowed texting, or would you prefer that texting continue to be largely not allowed inside movie theaters? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Mike in New Windsor, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
I agree with you, Brian. I deal with these people all day long. It's the end of civilization. They never look up on their phone when they're coming in to ask you a question to buy something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why bother? You could put them in their own theater, but I agree with you. And the other thing is, tell your kids to be chiropractors, because every time I drive by a school bus stop waiting for the kids to get picked up, they're holding their phone and they're bending their head at a 90-degree angle to look at the phone on their chest.
They're all hunched over, so there's going to be
all hunched over, man. They're going to look like old machinists by the time they're 25.
Big business in alignment in the future, Mike thinks. That's not a bad idea, actually. I like that.
Chiropractors, not, more witch doctor, no science.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Anita in Vienna, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, Larry and Brian. I have to say, I haven't been to a movie theater in a few years because, quite frankly, the public, for the most part, lost any sense of social graces and how to conduct themselves. But I think with this wanting to cater to the millennials, we may have to go back to the separate but equal movie theater approach.
Separate but equal.
When it comes to text.
We do need to separate the texters from the non-texters.
Something to think about.
All right.
Well, all right.
You,
so she likes the idea because, but I think what I'm hearing there is, if they're going to people who would do that, then get them out of my theater. Yeah. So I can have a good movie experience. You know, when I go to the movie, I enjoy it because I go to movie theaters to see the movie that I want to see on the big screen with the full movie theater experience and the full surround sound and big screen, and then you get some jerk down there on the 14th row bullet beneath you has got their cell phone going.
See, he didn't do it discreetly.
The way to do that, by the way, if you have to do it, is sit on the back row. There's nobody behind you.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, listen, more of your calls straight ahead. Is this the end of a polite society as we know it, or do you think this is just, inevitable that we need to make these accommodations? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
And stop talking back to the screen.
It's time now for WMAL Traffic and Weather, but 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. It is a good morning here on our Friday morning early commute, I should say. Around the Beltway, no problems to report. Maryland, Virginia. Coming south on Maryland's 95-29 Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's wide open. No problems even in volume. And Laurel looks good. 270, a little bit sluggish, pushing in through to the Clarksburg area. Heading out of Aspen Hill, you'll see a little bit of activity on southbound Connecticut Avenue before Randolph Road. Nothing is blocked. That activity to the far right, a car had gone off of the roadway. Fire trucks actually left the scene there. For Virginia, 66, 95, 395. Pretty calm here, pretty mellow, heading toward the 14th Street Bridge and bridges heading in through town. Red Line, no longer single tracking, but still expect residual delays between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Yellow and Green Line, still single tracking because of unscheduled track repairs near Greenbelt. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks great. I mean, honestly, this is a pretty good-looking forecast. I mean, I'm looking all the way until next Thursday in the long-range forecast. No rain on the horizon. Today, 66, sunny. Clear skies tonight, 45. Saturday, around 70. Sunday, 75. Monday, 82. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, just looking long-range, temperatures in the low 70s. Not bad. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 6:17 on WMAL.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
All right, the new CEO of AMC Movie Theater says he is actually contemplating the idea of having certain theaters turned into theaters where texting would be allowed. And I ask you, is this something that is a good idea or is it a bad idea? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, Larry, I said to you that you say you try to be discreet, and I know that you are a polite guy. on those moments where I know there is something that I'm likely to need to contact somebody or somebody needs to contact me via text during a movie, I do. Do this. I go to the very back row.
You do.
I sit on the very back row because that way, if I try not to do it, but if it's something happens and I know I absolutely have to be available, maybe my kid's out somewhere and I want to make sure that I'm available if something is needed, I sit on the back row. That way, if I get texted and I can look at it briefly, I won't disturb anybody behind me.
Mm-hmm. See, you're considerate though. See,
I try to be. Yeah.
I turn the brightness on my screen way down, and if you put it right at your right at your belly and look down, and you put your hand over the screen so only you can see it, I don't think it distracts anyone. Honestly, in a giant big screen movie theater, one little, even if you do see a little glow over here,
it bothers me when it happens.
Well, I mean, that's
me. What do you think, Alan in Manassas? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, I'm actually part of that age group. I'm 26, but I think it's ridiculous how much people live on their phones these days.
You do. So when you, it's easier for you to turn off your phone because I'm told you millennials, turning off your phone is like getting your arm chopped off.
That's what he says. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm not doubting that. As I said, I work with enough of them. I work at a Battlefield Ford in Manassas, and Most of the people my age, if they're not working on cars, they're sitting on their phones.
So what are they doing, Alan? Because I see now, for what I do for a living, I actually do that. There's a reason why I need to be in touch with people, and people need to be in touch with me, and it's kind of a critical thing. So to take 2 hours out of the middle of the day and sit in a movie theater, that can be a problem. But I don't think that's the same for your peers necessarily, is it?
I mean, I don't have a problem turning off my. I don't turn it off. I just mute it. And, you know, if my phone starts to vibrate, I at least see, you know, who's texting me or who's calling me to make sure it's not, like, an emergency. But other than that, you know, it's pretty easy for me just to turn it off. As far as I know, most people don't have life-or-death emergencies every 5 minutes to be on their phone.
So you're saying that's the marker? They should only look at their phone if it's a life-and-death emergency?
I mean, for the most part, yeah, that's all I really have my phone for. I mean, I'll admit, you know, I go on Facebook and stuff on my phone, and I do a lot of reading, though, on my phone.
Oh, all right. All right, Alan. Thank you.
All right, Alan, thanks for the call.
So which of the presidential candidates do you think is most likely to interrupt a film to check his phone or her phone?
Her phone.
During the movie. What do you think?
Well, we know that Hillary has a thing for BlackBerries.
She's addicted to it.
Yeah, she
right?
Says,
and out of convenience, she had everything focused on. I think she's the one. I think if any of these candidates is going to check their phone during a film, it's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Just another reason not to pull the lever for the former secretary.
Here's something else you can do, by the way. If you have one of those, I have like an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And when I get texted, I feel the watch vibrate, right?
Yeah.
And I can just look at my watch. Oh,
so that's not distracting?
Well, it didn't.
How is that not distracting compared to me checking my phone discreetly?
Well, but
it still glows.
No, not really. Not in the same way.
Oh, I see.
Not in the same way a cell phone
does. I'm not going to buy another device. Victor in Silver Spring, you're next up on WM. You are such an ambassador for the Apple Watch.
Well, I
how much do you get for that?
Hmm?
These constant
good morning,
plugs.
Guys.
No, I don't. Hey, Victor, go ahead. You're up.
Hi, Victor.
What really ticks me off, the few times that I do go to the movies, the audio description doesn't work, and my girlfriend starts telling me, okay, they're now having a fight, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we should point out, Victor,
came over and practically threw us out.
We have to point out that you are you're a legendary WML listener, and you are legally blind. So your girlfriend describes what's going on, and people get upset with you?
Yes.
Well, is she describing it quietly?
Quietly, but when there's loud scenes, she's got to practically shout at me.
Oh, right.
I can't hear that well.
Well, I mean, the movie theater needs to get their act together and make sure that the description is working for you. That's, I mean, it's the problem of the movie theater.
It never does.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Victor. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, though.
And Victor, as much as I love you, it would bother me, too.
Yeah, I gotta say, it would be a little distracting.
But how about Don and King George? Well, hold on, John. We'll be right back to you in just a moment. It is now 6:22 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives.
Here's coming up in just 3 minutes.
In just 3 minutes.
It is 6:22.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
I have fallen in love with these guys over at Ted Britt Automotive, the whole group. It's an amazing organization, and they're so conscientious about what they do. Listen, they've been in business for 57 years, selling and servicing cars. That's all they do, and they're the best at it. And that's what you want, isn't it? You want people who are experts in the field and have longevity. When you don't want a fly-by-night dealership. No, you want a group like Ted Britt Automotive. 57 years, you can't do that unless you're doing it right and you're treating your customers right so that they keep coming back. That's how you make it in the dealership business. And here's just one example. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. For life. Think about that. And they've got great deals, too. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below the competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Those are the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in their 7 different locations. Schedule your next service or stop by their showrooms in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Visit them online as well. TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
If you're getting letters from builders asking you to contact them directly to buy your property, stop. Before you contact them, get the true value of your property from a professional who's there to look out for your best interests and tell you what the real market value is in the open market among all builders and all potential buyers. Hi, it's Eric Stewart of Long & Foster Realtors. Call me today at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
The Mutual Fund Show. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
It is now 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 north through Dale City to Woodbridge. Just a bit of volume there, and again in through to Newington in Landmark. But we'll take it lighter than normal and extending up through to the 14th Street Bridge. I'm not seeing much of any backups there. Now in through town, DC 295, right as you come off of 50 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we drag below speed past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Inbound Suitland Parkway, right before you get to 295, reports of a crash right in that stretch. No problems if you're continuing over the Douglas Bridge and in through to town. Looks good. 270 looks good without any major problems, just some of the volume. And for the Beltway topside, just starting to see some of those delays fill in through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okay, complaint here. Sky's clear this morning. This afternoon, sunshine near seasonable temperature 66. And expecting more sunshine right through the upcoming weekend and milder weather. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 6:26.
We want our customers to enjoy their movie, free from distractions. Do not be the person we ask to leave the auditorium, because we will. No texting or talking on your cell phone.
I mean, you hear this at the movies.
And then you will be summarily stoned.
You hear this
out on the sidewalk.
But now, one movie theater chain, AMC, is thinking about actually having some theaters where texting is allowed. Is this a good thing, or is this the end of polite society as we know it? Don and King George, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always good to talk to some old fellow radio men. I spent 46 years in the movie theater business and the radio business, which I'm back in, by the way. And I think these theaters are just going to shoot themselves in the foot by doing this. It's going to entice more people to stay home, rent movies, or wait till they come out on DVD. And I mean, I know there are enough problems in movie theaters right now without adding to it. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank Thanks, you so Don. Much for that, Don. I greatly appreciate
One thing we can agree on, because the movie business, the theater business, they make a lot of mistakes. But this whole, you know, bring in your beer or cocktail to the seat.
That's a great thing.
Oh, keep more of that. Less of the texting.
I like that a lot. 6:28.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, the Democrats, Hillary and Bernie Sanders, went at it tooth and tongue. I mean, it was a knockdown dragout, it was. And we'll give you all the highlights and the lowlights coming up in just a moment. It is 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New York's native son and adopted daughter faced off last night at CNN's Democratic presidential debate.
The tension between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders was higher than ever as the rivals faced off on the debate stage Thursday.
Let us talk about the worst foreign policy blunder in the modern history of this country.
Sanders hitting Clinton on a number of issues, including foreign policy.
I led the opposition to that war. Secretary Clinton voted for that war. Let's talk about judgment.
Clinton taking aim at Sanders on his signature issue, banking reform.
His core issue, breaking up the banks. When asked, he could not explain how that would be done.
Voters head to the polls next week in New York's Democratic primary. I'm Reid Binion.
Meanwhile, Republican former New York Governor George Pataki has become the first former 2016 presidential candidate to come out for John Kasich. And Pataki's confident he's picked a winner.
At the convention, the delegates are going to say, we want to win. And we want to win with somebody who can make this country live up to its potential for the next generation.
Kasich has, in fact, named Pataki his campaign's national co-chair. The accused drunk driver in the accident that killed Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Leota has now agreed to plead guilty. The 47-year-old Luis Relusco of Olney could now face up to 10 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. It was Leota's death while on duty in December that prompted state lawmakers to pass Noah's Law this session, expanding the use of ignition interlock devices in Maryland. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed into law a measure to improve how the state handles rape kits. The legislation comes months after it was discovered that there are nearly 3,000 untested rape kits stored across Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,926, the Nasdaq at 49,46. Sports, the Caps beat the Flyers to take game one of their first-round playoff series. The Nats beat the Braves again. The O's lose to the Rangers. And next season's NFL schedule is out. The Redskins' first game will be against the Pittsburgh Steelers Monday night, September 12th. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, in just months, Americans are going to cast their vote for a new president. We the people are frustrated and very angry over being ignored or lied to by the establishment elites of both so-called major political parties. What a party they're having. In the end, voters will likely vote their pocketbooks, which have been shrinking in recent years. But listen to me. Regardless of who is elected, just one asset is bound to shine brightest, according to a new Swiss America special report entitled Hedging the Election. This free report puts the power in your hands to decide whether you will be the winner or loser next November. by electing to make a wise decision now to hedge against the vote's economic impact. To learn how to protect yourself and your family by calling Swiss America now at 800-289-2646 or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Listen, no matter who is elected, I want you to call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, and you're going to get a free copy of Hedging the Election or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Thank you.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascades Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascades Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with Sedation Dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, Newington. Those are about the heaviest stretches we have. Nothing reported along the way. 395 pushing a bit slow between Landmark and heading in toward Churlington, then wide open to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. The crash in the district is going to be on the outbound side of the Suitland Parkway as you come off of 295. Inbound, a little bit of rubbernecking, but lanes inbound are open. You get by outbound under police direction. DC 295 is slow go as you pass East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, for Maryland on 270, heading through Urbana and Hyattstown into Clarksburg, below speed, but travel lanes are open. Out of Aspen Hill, southbound Connecticut Avenue, the incident before Randolph Road, all over to the service roadway, your through lanes are open. I'm not seeing any delays there. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with My Clean PC.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sunshine out. Temperatures starting to respond to that sunshine a little bit more each day as we head through the weekend. Beautiful outdoor weekend. Skies will be clear for the morning hours, sun for the afternoons. That includes today, tomorrow, Sunday. Today 66, tomorrow 70. Maybe around 75 by Sunday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 32 in Manassas, 37 in Rockville, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 735 this morning, we're going to talk to a tax expert. You know, this is the weekend. If you haven't done your taxes, well, you got to get to it. He'll be at 735. At 805, the one, the only Tucker Carlson, and at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
They're calling it the Brooklyn Brawl. That's right, the Brooklyn Brawl yesterday in one of the five boroughs of New York City. The second largest, by the way. I think Queens is the biggest. In Brooklyn, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton squared off for a big debate on CNN, and this was the most raucous debate between these two candidates yet. This is why I wish we could go mano a mano on the Republican side. I don't know why Donald Trump has just decided de facto with a fiat that there shall be no more debates, and then John Kasich says, well, and it is an interesting dynamic watching these debates, Brian, I have to say, because first of all, you know, I love seeing them eat their own over on that side.
Oh, they're,
it's great to pop the popcorn and just watch them go at it. But here's the thing. Of course, when they're arguing over who can be more of a Marxist, right?
Really, that's really what it's all about.
And so, in a weird way, you actually, you know, you're the intellectual side of your brain as you're watching this. If you take the emotions out, you're watching this and you find yourself actually rooting for Hillary in a weird way because Bernie Sanders is so far out there.
Yeah.
It's like Hillary. Okay, Hillary sounds a little less crazy. Okay. But then you stop yourself.
Just a little.
And then you stop yourself and realize, but wait a minute, this is still Hillary Clinton. And so then you start emotionally rooting for Sanders when she starts just hammering her. But of course, he's hammering her from the leftist perspective. It's a very a weird thing. But at the same time, we got in. Enjoy it. And here's a moment where they're both trying to outdo each other over the minimum wage. Now, Bernie Sanders wants there to be a national $15 minimum wage. Hillary has sort of gone to certain cities and gotten kudos like New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, D.C., saying we should have a minimum wage. But she hasn't gone so far as to say it should be national.
Right.
Well, listen to this and listen to the crowd.
I am sure a lot of people are very surprised to learn that you supported raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
I have stood on the debate stage with Senator Sanders eight prior times.
Excuse me.
I have said the exact same thing.
Senator, please.
If we can raise it to 15 in New York or Los Angeles or Seattle, let's do it.
If you're both screaming at each other, the viewers won't be able to hear either of you. So please don't talk over each other.
All right, so a couple of things here. First of all, it was Hillary talking over Bernie because it was his turn, number one. Number two, when Wolf Blitzer is the sane, rational voice in the room, you know you've got a problem.
And nobody could hear him either. But it does become just a cacophony of noise at some point. But it's fun to watch.
It is. And somebody screen capped that moment because they were watching with closed captions. And the closed caption, you know, you've got a screen cap of both Bernie and Hillary, you know, with their mouths open, looking angry, gesticulating. And there's a caption that says, inaudible yelling. And they said, this pretty much sums up tonight's debate.
Awesome,
All right. So there's this other thing where Bernie keeps going after Hillary about releasing the transcripts of these speeches that she got paid $600,000 for, $300,000 at Goldman Sachs. And she was asked by Dana Bash, are you going to do that? And her response was, Bernie Sanders voted for the bailouts and Shearson Lehman, and it just completely ignored the question. So Dana Bash a second time says, okay, but the question was about the transcripts of your speeches to Goldman Sachs. And then Hillary started talking about releasing her tax returns. All right? And so then finally, Dana, and I got to hand it to her. Well, listen to what happened here with Dana Bash.
I've released 30 years of tax returns, and I think every candidate, including Senator Sanders and Donald Trump, should do the same.
Secretary Clinton, we're going to get to the tax returns later, but just to put a button on this, you're running now for the Democratic nomination.
Right.
And it is your Democratic opponent and many Democratic voters who want to see those transcripts. It's not about the Republicans at this point. Let's set the same standard for everybody. When everybody does it, okay, I will do it.
It's so disingenuous. She keeps saying, I'm not going to release those transcripts until the Republicans release their transcripts. And Bernie's like, well, you're not running against them. You're running against
me. Yes, me.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders then started questioning Hillary Clinton's judgment.
By the way, I wonder what's in those transcripts. I'm just dying to know.
Hillary Clinton's judgment. This is good stuff. This is where you start saying, go Bernie.
Does Secretary Clinton have the experience and the intelligence to be a president? Of course she does. But I do question her judgment. I question a judgment which voted for the war in Iraq, the worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country, voted for virtually every disastrous trade agreement, which cost us millions of decent-paying jobs, and I question her judgment about running super PACs, which are collecting tens of millions of dollars.
The crowd definitely was on her side last night, on his side, excuse me, Bernie Sanders' side in Brooklyn. But the network, CNN, was definitely on Hillary's
side.
You
think so?
Yeah, that's what I saw. It's 6:43 on WMAL, coming up in just 2 minutes, traffic and weather. And then a special, big, important announcement about Brian Wilson.
Oh, I don't know.
So stay with us.
Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors are a wise choice for your tax preparation. Be impressed by their credentials at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com or call 301-924-2160. Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have their sharp eyes on your best interest.
Spring is finally here. You know, if you're like me, you love gazing out the windows at all the green leafiness and the beauty and the splendor of spring. But that only works if your windows are clean. And so if it comes time to clean those windows, how do you do that? Do you have to get on a ladder and climb up and move around all those bushes in your flower beds? Well, look, you shouldn't have to do that. And if you have the Thompson Creek windows in your house, you wouldn't have to do that, because Thompson Creek, you open the window from the inside. You can clean both sides quick and easy. Quick like a bunny. And that sounds good, right? You need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company at 855-57-CREEK, because Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient, easy to clean windows. And right now, they've got a special offer. This is good. Buy three windows, get one free. Buy three, get one free offer. Sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, and that saves you money. Here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone. Quit wasting time. Quit having to climb that ladder to clean your windows. 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
The Phillies.
And will it stay in? It's a home run.
Counted on their rally bats last season. Steven Strasburg.
Swing and a miss.
Wanted to see how high Philly could count.
Nine up, nine down.
Late game rallies versus big strikeout tallies. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And really a great morning commute here so far out of Annapolis Bowie. 50 commuters, nice. No problems if we continue Beltway through Greenbelt. Once you hit College Park, though, you see the normal stop-and-go forming through Silver Spring toward Bethesda. Now, in the backups near University Boulevard, reports of a stalled car. Crews were on their way to check that out. For 270, it's been about the volume, but not as much as normal. Making your trip out of Aspen Hill, southbound Connecticut Avenue before Randolph Road, that incident completely confined to the service roadway, so you can take that without any delay. 66, let's go from Gainesville between the first set of delays after Business 234 through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and again up at the Capitol Beltway. 395 heavy through Landmark and Metro Rail, no longer single tracking red, green, and yellow lines like they had been earlier this morning with unscheduled track repairs, just some residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sunshine out. Temperatures starting to respond to that sunshine a little bit more each day as we head through the weekend. Beautiful outdoor weekend. Skies will be clear for the morning hours, sun for the afternoons. That includes today, tomorrow, Sunday. Today, 66. Tomorrow, 70. Maybe around 75 by Sunday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
6:47 on WMAL. Today is April 15th, 2016, and ladies and gentlemen, attention must be paid. Because 30 years ago today, April 15th, 1986, a tall, young, fresh-faced Cub reporter, fresh from Mobile, Alabama, emerged from the Friendship Heights Metro Station Red Line and took a turn down Wisconsin Avenue and walked up to the Fox 5 offices and started his career in news journalism broadcasting here in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, happy anniversary, Brian Wilson.
Wow. Oh,
happy anniversary. Happy
That's
anniversary.
Right.
Happy
anniversary. Unbelievable happy achievement, Brian Wilson, to have such a, first of all, unique name. How you show up here in 1986,
right.
and it must have been hard for people to understand. I mean, Brian Wilson, that's well, how many times over your 30 years have you had to explain?
You know I have a line for this. People always say, oh, Brian Wilson, I loved you with the Beach Boys. And right. I always say, I'm not that Brian Wilson, but I do get around. And they that usually gets a laugh.
So, listen, I am thrilled to be able to do these last 3.5 years of this 30-year illustrious career.
3.5 years, wow.
James Rosen, when James Rosen first introduced me to his wife, he said, Larry and I share a special burden. Was James probably your longest colleague that you shared quarters with?
Over at the Fox News Channel, you shared an office with another reporter, generally, and for, I think, 8 years, James and I were in the same room together, and he drove me crazy. But no, I love James. I adore James. But it was 1986, April 15th, 1986. I get off the metro station here at Friendship High, just around the corner from where we are now.
Yeah. Walked up. You didn't stop at the Bowie Mongers?
No, I didn't. Straight to work. I was very excited about my first day at work, and I get there, I'm not kidding, and on the building, there's a crane in front of the building. And they're taking down this sign that said Metro Media and putting up something called Fox Television. And I had no idea that the station had been bought and sold before I took this job. And so, I mean, I walked into the newsroom and looked up the news director, Betty Endicott, God rest her soul. I said, Betty, what is Fox Television? And she said, oh, it's this guy named Rupert Murdoch. He's bought the 7 Metro Media stations. And that eventually became the Fox Television Network.
Right.
And I was working at Fox 5. I did 12 years there. I did 12 years over at the Fox News Channel. And I've been over here for a while now with you. And it's been a great run. But it's astonishing to me that it's been 30 years. Had a wonderful seat throughout some really interesting times. I was in the anchor chair over at the Fox News Channel during the Iraq War. I happened to cover the DC sniper story in a significant way for Fox News. Over at Channel 5, I actually worked on Capitol Hill for 6 years as a Capitol Hill correspondent before I went to the anchor desk and spent about 6 years with a woman by the name of Lark McCarthy as her co-host.
Well, and you talked about the fact that was the birth of the Fox Television Network, so being the DC guy who covers Capitol Hill, you probably were in living rooms all around the country like that,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
and you never expected that.
In fact, I was hired. This is no joke. I was hired to cover Marion Barry. Betty said, "Oh, you have a
well. That would be a full time job.
You're a city hall reporter over in Mobile. I was in Mobile just before I came here, and said we want you to come cover Marion Barry." I said, "All right, I'm in." So
who's she?
But I actually showed up, and like on the second day, they sent me out on this story that had a Capitol Hill element to it. And I literally been in town about 3 days. I didn't have business cards. I didn't have a press pass. I had an Alabama driver's license.
Yeah.
And I ended up saying to my camera crew after this event that I needed to go find Senator Phil Graham of Texas because the story was about the Graham-Rudman Amendment, right?
Phil Graham.
They said, well, how are you going to do that? Do you have an appointment? No. Well, just take me up there. I'll find him. And they said, are you crazy? And so they literally went up there, and they were laughing at me. They said, you'll never do it. I walked in as a member of the public, and I ended up, about 10 minutes later, securing an interview on the steps of the Capitol with Phil Graham. And that never happens. I mean, knowing now how the place works, it would have never occurred. And so at the end of the day, I get back to the station, and I found out later that the crew was called over, the camera crew called over by Betty, and asked the question, said, how's the new guy doing? Well, you're not going to believe this. I mean, he went up there with not even a press credential, and he got an interview with Phil Graham. And she said, that's my new Capitol Hill reporter.
There you go.
And that started it all.
That's how you get 30 years in this business in Washington, D.C., boys and girls. Take note. And congratulations,
Thank you, my friend.
That really is an amazing achievement.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're just stubborn and stick around long enough, you know, you put in 30 years.
Well, tweet your greetings to Brian Wilson out there on Twitter, Brian Wilson, D.C., because he deserves a congratulations and warm wishes
thank you very much.
30th anniversary in the nation's capital.
And I said I wouldn't last.
Well, we'll still keep an eye out. It's 52 on WMAL. The CNBC Business Report is coming up next.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural, With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time to check in on your money. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning. Finally, Friday, and Wall Street is looking for a winning week. The Dow hasn't been this high since July 20th. The blue chips rose to 17,926 yesterday on a gain of 18 points. But right now, stock futures are lower. We'll get data today on consumer sentiment, industrial production, and manufacturing in the Empire State. All three are expected to post gains. We'll also get more first quarter earnings reports. Citigroup is expected to report a first quarter loss in line with other big banks this week, and Charles Schwab is expected to post an almost 15% increase in revenue growth. And House Republicans are leaving Washington, having missed a deadline to pass their long-stalled budget and not appearing to be trying very hard to revive it. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, congratulations, Brian Wilson, and a pro you are.
Well,
love working
you.
With
That's
you.
Thank you, that's very kind.
Absolutely. Let's go around the Beltway right now to the Wilson Bridge. Delays before St. Barnabas Road on the trip in on 295. I'm not seeing much of any backups passing the Naval Research Lab. This looks fantastic. Enjoy the trip into town. Outbound Suitland Parkway as you come off at 295. A brief delay each direction with accident cleanup on the outbound side. For 66, just some of that stop and go out of Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, Dale City to Woodbridge, the thick of it on 95, 270. Nice light ride this morning. And now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today sunny, a high of 66. Tonight clear and 45. Then it really, we're on a good run. On Saturday, tomorrow, 70. Sunday, 75. Monday, 82. How about that? A no rain in the forecast all the way through next Thursday. Tuesday, we have temperatures in the low 70s. Wednesday in the low 70s. Thursday, abundant sunshine, upper 70s. Really looking very nice, and there's no rain in the forecast. No rain for about 6, 7, 8 days, so this is the time to go wash your car. Currently 44 in the nation's capital.
Clinical trials are important in developing life-saving medicines and treatments. Join us Wednesday, April 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Howard University's Blackburn Center for a free educational program about clinical trials and what it means to be a study volunteer. There will be no study recruitment. For more information and to register, visit awareforall.org or call 877-MED-HERO. This message was brought to you by the Center for Information and Study on Clinical Research Participation.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Now,
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
It's not your grandpa's Democrat Party anymore. President Bill Clinton is under continuous fire from the more far-left elements of the Democrat Party these days, and there seems to be a lot of them camped out in that far-left wing of their party. A few weeks ago, Clinton came under fire from activists for defending the 1994 crime bill. At the time, it was one of his signature achievements as president. Identity rhetoric in the campaign for the Democrat nomination these days seems to have come back and bitten the Clinton campaign. What is entirely missing in the national coverage of this is the growing division in the Democrat Party itself. The Blue Dog Democrats, the ones that lean more to the center, are all but gone in Congress. Their policies are being treated with darn near hostility in Democrat circles these days. The national press has been giddy on covering the differences and struggles of the Republican nomination this election, and what they have missed is the likely death of the moderate Democrat. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAL.
Are our lives so busy and our kids' lives so busy that we need an Uber service to cart our kids around? We'll talk about it.
If you haven't done your taxes, guess what you're going to be doing this weekend? We'll have a guy give you some last-minute tax tips. It's all coming up straight ahead.